I've been going just recently for this experience of the Mataji, like I
Excuse
transfer.
me?
I've been going recently
You've been going through an experience
experience of this
with a friend
Vaishnavi,
of yours or whatever.
yeah, this Vaishnavi going, like transferring to Bhavani Raj or whatsoever. Krishna like took her to the next
She was your friend
destination.
and she died.
She was my god sister. She was mother of my friend, if you can say so. And yeah.
So what's the question?
So my question is that whether like our practice doesn't come, because she was sharing that I'm not sure that like I reached the stage of bhav or whatsoever, like how can I transfer basically, is that how it can happen. So I mean, do we need to get to the stage, a certain stage, just to make this transferring, like to say the stage of bhav or like higher than that?
I think if I can understand, you're speaking about an elderly lady, the mother of a friend of yours who was a god sister or whatever. She died in Vrindavan, and where did she go?
Yeah, well, her question was that whether, like, she was concerned that, like, her advancement didn't reach the stage of Baba, so what she'll be up to, like, in her condition. So my
I
question.
can't measure the devotional advancement of another person, but as far as taking birth in Boma Vrindavan and Krishna's lila, that's extremely, extremely, very, very rare. One has to be siddha. They have to, while they're alive in a sadaka deha, they will attain alive, they will attain prema. And they're, they then and they're, they have Siddhadeya and they're in Braj Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, then they will take birth in Krishna's Leela. But anything less than prema, without prema, either Aishwarya prema or Madhurya Mayi prema, you can't go to spiritual world. If you want to go to Vaikuntha, you also have to have prema. So I don't know if this lady had prema. I can't say. I would highly doubt it. In Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it explains the characteristics of bhakti. And there's three types of bhakti: sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And the symptoms of bhava bhakti are moksha laguta krit, that liberation is insignificant. And the second thing is that sudurlava is very, very, very rare to attain bhava. And bhava is not even enough to go to Krishna. Without prema, you don't go. In the case of the Narada Muni in the first canto of Bhagavatam, in chapter 6, it talks about he was wandering around and he had developed bhava, and he had it show, in some verses it explains his ecstatic symptoms he was displaying and experience during his sadhaka time. And then he had one darshan at the stage of bhava. He had darshan of Narayan, and Narayan said, "You won't see me again in this sadhaka form, but you carry on with your bhajan." So after having darshan, it's all in the Bhagavatam, after having darshan Narayan, he continued his bhajan, and then obviously his bhajan went from prema, excuse me, from bhava to prema. So when Narada Muni left his body, he died in a prema, but he didn't have any siddhadeya. His guru had not given him siddhadeya. And even though he had attained a level of bhava, there's no description that he had seen his siddhadeya, or understood or realized revelation theory. That, you know, his main bhajan was chanting Nam. His main bhajan was chanting Nam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Narada Muni. So he came to the level of bhava. So by Nam Bhajan, Vasudeva Nam Bhajan, he came to the level of bhava, but still no Siddhadeva was revealed to him. It's not told. And then he had these ecstatic experiences. He had actual darshan Narayan. And then when he left his body, he was in the state of prema. When he left his body, then Narayan came, and it's there in maybe 1:6, canto 1, chapter 6, verse 28 or so. It says, Narayan prayujamane, that he, prayujamane means he brought from Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan brought a Siddhadeya to give to Narada Muni. So at the time of death, he had attained prema in his bhajan by the mercy of Narayan and Vaishnavas. And then after death, his Siddhadeya was given to him by Narayan. And then he became a parishad, an associate of Lord Narayan. And he's the famous Narada Muni, the Bhaktavatar, who appeared in Gaura Lila as Srivast Thakura. So here's an example of someone receiving their Siddhadeya from Lord Narayan and attaining prema. So your friend who died in Vrindavan, I can't say, but I doubt she had attained bhava or prema. So her next, what happens next, and then she'll take another birth and carry on with her bhakti bhajan. That would be the general answer to be given. And where her birth is, or that's called, Krishna is telling in Gita, chapter 8, verse 6, maybe, verse 6. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajant yantik levaram tam 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 evaiti kanteya sada tad bhava bhavita. Sada tad bhava bhavita. Bhavita means condition or existence, bhavita. That will be. Sadabhav. That bhav, that feeling, that stairati, that madhurya bhav, vatsalya bhav, sakya bhav, dasya bhav, of a servant, that you're always cultivating life after life, day after day. That will be your next, sadatad bhava bhavita, that will be your next state of existence. That bhava will manifest your body and your location and your parents and your everything. So this is about the next life and how we get that next life according to the cultivation, developing of our moment-to-moment, day-to-day bhava. So that this person is very fortunate to die in Vrindavan. And the death in Vrindavan is told in the Mathura Mahatmyam. It says anyone dies in Vrindavan, they'll get liberated to go Loka Vrindavan. That wealth of liberation to go Loka Vrindavan is given to the jiva who dies in Vrindavan by the mercy of Brajadam, who is really another form of Krishna and Balaram, Sandini Shakti, and ultimately Sarup Shakti. So that's a special gift of Vrindavan. Now the person has that treasure. It's almost like someone says, here's a free round-the-world ticket, airplane, and it's good for 20 years. Anytime in the next 20 years, you can get on our airplane and fly around the world. So you have that ticket, and 5 years from now, you die. And you take birth next life, and someone says, well, here's your ticket. And you say, oh yeah, I can fly around the world. I have to do that sometime. And then you live your life and you die. And then you take birth. Hey, here's your ticket. Oh yeah. So that's what it means. That you read in Mathura Mahatmya by Rupa Goswami, the dacoits, the murderers, you die in a ditch, you die by a bullet, you die in Vrindavan, you get liberated. That's the meaning of liberated. That gift, that power, that potency of the Dham, that you will get liberated sometime in the future. That fortune is yours because you somehow spent time and lived in Vrindavan doing whatever you did. And then, of course, if you're Siddhātad Bhava Bhavita, that bhava that you were cultivating as a murderer in Vrindavan, as a dacoit, it's not a very good bhav, anukulya bhav. So many sins, so many murders. So you'll die in Vrindavan, and you'll take birth and suffer for all your sins and all your wrong bhavas, and eventually you'll have another birth. Eventually, sometime in the future, you'll get another birth. And one of those births, that fortune will be given to you. Yes, now find guru. Yes, now do bhajan. Now, yes, move to Vrindavan. Now, yes, attain prema. Now, yes, go to Goloka Vrindavan. So therefore we say that, but if the same murderer, the same devotee, or the same person died in Russia, or died in Delhi, or died in New York, there's no free ticket around the world in their chitta. There's no that fortune of liberation to Goloka because they didn't have the death in the Vrindavan. You see the difference? They'll die there as they murder so many people in Delhi, and so many births they'll take, and this and that, and maybe never in 50 billion zillion births never take up bhakti or anything, just eternally rotate in the samsara. So this is a speciality. And generally everyone, all the devotees, everyone that's dying in Vrindavan, they will take another birth. But because they're cultivating bhakti, that level of bhakti that they cultivated, and this Prabhupada says everywhere, that level of bhakti that they reached, they'll continue from that level in next life. Do I have prema? Do I have bhava? Do I have asakti? Do I have nishta? Easy answer. Open Madhurya Kadambini and look at the symptoms. Like someone says, well, I don't know. Do I have a cold? I don't know if I have a cold. I don't know if I have the flu. Well, do you have a fever? Yeah. Is your nose all stuffed up? Yeah. You lost your appetite? Yes. You feel all kind of queasy and sore? Yes. You have a cold. Take some antibiotics. So there's the symptoms. It's clear. It's no speculation. Well, I don't know. So the diagnosis of disease is clear for one with knowledge. So the diagnosis of the position of devotion is also clear when we have knowledge of the different stages. So we can be sentimental. We love the devotees and we miss the devotees, and all devotees are great. They're great personalities, and they're very, very rare to be a devotee. Krishna's telling in Gita, Bahonam Janmanam Ante, Gyanavan Mam Prapadyante, Vasudeva Sarvamati, Atma Sadurlava. One who accepts Krishna as everything, and he's really Gyanavan. One who surrenders to Krishna, anyone who surrenders and tries to serve Krishna seriously, Gyanavan Mam Prapadyante, Gyanavan, he possesses great knowledge, vigyan. Bahonam janmanamante, after many, many births, a jiva may come to that position. So it's all very wonderful and great that devotees come to Vrindavan and do bhajan anywhere, and they finally die here. They're very fortunate. They're very far along the devotional scale. They've gone very far to have that sukriti and that adhikar to even see Vrindavan or touch Vrindavan or live here for a day or a month or a year. So obviously their entrance to Boma Vrindavan or their perfection of bhakti is not far away. So that's the good news for your girlfriend. She died in Vrindavan, and it's one of two lifetimes, one lifetime, three, four, can't say. When she comes to prema, then she goes to Krishna. Simple. This is the truth. This is the fact. This is the Shastric truth. It's also, as It's logical.